pays a connu plusieurs manifestations, parfois pacifiques ou tendues.
At the Maison de la Presse in Dakar, Senegal, journalists share their experiences of harassment by police and politicians with media stakeholders and security experts. They say violations in the past 2 years are responsible for Senegal's ranking on the Press Freedom Index, dropping from 49 to 104th of 180 countries. Coverage of protests over the arrest of an opposition leader in 2021 marks the beginning of the decline, says Mamadou Tio, chair of Senegal's Council for the Observation of the Rules of Ethics and Professional Conduct in the Media, or CORED. Media covering those clashes, in which about a dozen civilians were killed, soon found themselves targeted. Mamadou Tio.
The journalists wanted to show what was happening, really. And this, police and gendarmerie forces didn't want the press to show that. And that's why, you know, sometimes there was a dagger's drawn. The gentleman agreement existing between us, let's say, before March 21, you know, this gentleman agreement, you know, didn't operate it after those events.
Since that date, media watchdogs have documented upward of 20 assaults on journalists. Amadou Sababa is part of Senegal's Young Reporters Convention. He says one of the attacks happened recently and he found it very ridiculous. He says during a protest, a former governor of Dakar gave blatant instructions to defense and security forces to tear gas and attack the press. VOA's attempt to reach Governor Alioune Badara San about the incident were unsuccessful. A spokesperson for Senegal's government did not respond to VOA's request for comment about the incident and the country's decline in press freedom. In a bid to repair the relationship, police and press are training together. In a training session hosted by RSF, journalists called for increased protection and reform to several provisions in Senegal's press code. Sadibou Marong is the sub-Saharan director for RSF.
We are calling on the authorities, first of all, to stop, to put an end to the never-ending arrests of journalists we have seen in the last 2 years, and also to repeal the problematic provisions in the press codes, because in many countries in West Africa, I mean, the press codes are done in a way that if a journalist is arrested, he can't be sent to jail directly. But in Senegal, that's not the case.
As Senegal's February presidential election approach, Reporters Without Borders, or RSF, has observed an increase in harassment. The media watchdog has noted a rise in intermittent internet cuts and social media blackouts as well. Sababa says these are attempts to silence the media. He says he doesn't think Senegal, which claims to be a democratic and hospitable country, should be called a democracy if these kinds of practices continue, if journalists can no longer do their jobs properly. While CORED says many journalists are wary of political coverage ahead of the February vote, RSF says it will be there to help train and equip reporters to do their work safely. Sena Nutod, VOA News, Dakar, Senegal.
Mon constat est qu'à chaque fois, je vois, quand j'ai eu à couvrir plusieurs manifestations, parfois pacifiques ou tendues.
Du préfet. Alors, la question, est-ce que la carte nationale...
La police a tenté de les faire sortir de la bâtiment, nous on était là.
La couverture au niveau du tribunal de Dakar, ils ont...
The journalists wanted to show what was happening, really, and this, police and gendarmerie forces didn't want the press to show that. And that's why, you know, sometimes there was a dagger's drawn. The gentleman agreement existing between us, let's say, before March 21, you know, this gentleman agreement, you know, didn't operate it. After those events.
l'attaque ou bien la dernière attaque qui est un peu comique, c'était un gouverneur, notamment l'ancien gouverneur de Dakar, qui dit lors d'une manifestation, gazez la presse. Il donne des instructions aux forces de défense et de sécurité pour attaquer la presse.
We are calling on the authorities, first of all, to stop, to put an end to the never-ending arrests of journalists we have seen in the last 2 years, and also to repeal the problematic provisions in the press codes, because in many countries in West Africa, I mean, the press codes are done in a way that if a journalist is arrested, he can't be sent to jail directly. But in Senegal, that's not the case.
Je pense que ça n'honore pas notre pays qui se targue tout le temps un pays démocratique, un pays d'hospitalité. On l'appelle ici pays de la Teranga. Et si on voit ce genre de pratique, si on voit que les journalistes ne peuvent plus faire leur travail de manière convenable, si les journalistes ne peuvent plus s'épanouir dans l'exercice de leurs fonctions, ça aussi c'est des harcèlements.